Last week, Governor Holcomb signed House Enrolled Act 1278 that instructs the Indiana Department of Health to develop a strategic plan to significantly reduce deaths from cervical cancer. According to the American Cancer Society, about 4,000 women die of cervical cancer every year. The most important risk factor for developing cervical cancer is the human papillomavirus, or HPV. There is a vaccine for HPV, which can be given to both boys and girls starting at age 11. But some parents question whether giving a vaccine for a sexually transmitted disease is appropriate for children. I spoke with Amy Meek, the RN program manager at the Monroe County Public Health Clinic at IU Bloomington Hospital, about the HPV vaccine. Part of House Enrolled Act 1278 instructs the state health department to identify methods to increase the number of people vaccinated against HPV. Can you explain why this is important?
Well, HPV is the first vaccine we've ever had that can fight cancer. So we've never had a cancer preventative vaccine ever in the past. When this vaccine first rolled out, it was probably marketed maybe not the best, in that it talked a lot about it being a sexually transmitted disease. So while that's true, the idea is to get the vaccine while kids are young, so they develop that immune system, so they're well protected well before they have sex, not because we think 11-year-olds are going to be having sex, and that's why parents sometimes were hesitant to get it.
I see, but it's really about building up the immune system so that when they do become sexually active, their body can fight off that virus on its own?
Right. So they already got all those immunities long before they are sexually active.
Getting the vaccine is very important, but who should get the vaccine and at what age?
So it's licensed for boys and girls age 9 to 26. Is part of routine immunizations for boys and girls at age 11. So when they come in at age 11 for other vaccines, that should be a part of their normal vaccination regimen.
Is this vaccine a series that's given over a particular period of time?
It is. So for people receiving a vaccine at age 11 or 12 now, the vaccine is given a series of two vaccines, one and another one at 6 to 12 months from then. That just changed this year, so it was a series of three vaccinations. So for children who are older, who have started that series, they have to finish it with the three vaccines.
And I think I read that half of all people who are sexually active will contract HPV in their lifetime. Is that right?
That sounds correct. I don't know the exact numbers, but that's, yeah.
Does Monroe County have a plan of its own to increase vaccination rates for HPV?
We've historically fallen at the bottom for vaccinating our boys and girls, and especially our boys, for HPV. So our public health clinic is now going to all of our elementary schools, to the fifth grade classrooms. So that's 13 in the MCCSC school system and 2 in RBB. And we go every spring, and we offer all the vaccines that they're due for. So there's two other vaccines, the meningitis vaccine and the Tdap, that are required to go to sixth grade. And while we're there, we offer the HPV. And so we've been doing that to make access easy for parents. They don't have to miss work. They can get the vaccine done while their kids are at school. Consents are signed ahead of time, things like that. So we've increased our rates since 2015. The rate at that time for kids who are seen through our clinic that are fully vaccinated was 21%, and that doesn't sound that great, but it was one of the best rates at that time. And now it's 39%. And we actually won an award last year for our work on HPV from the Indiana Immunization Coalition and the State Department of Health. A couple of things we've also done here to try to increase awareness is last year we held an outreach on IU campus, and just a couple of weeks ago we held one here at IB Tech campus. Both times we showed the documentary, Someone You Love, the HPV Epidemic, and following the documentary we had guest speakers. One was included Brenda and Kurt Forbes, who were the parents of the Indiana girl in the video who lost her life to cervical cancer, and they came and spoke at both events, and we gave vaccine on site. So those were two two events we've tried to get out to our college kids, because if they miss that at age 11 or 12, sometimes there's not anyone following up with them.
Is there an age at which it's too late to get vaccinated?
So it's licensed age 26, so it's not routinely given beyond that.
Anything else you'd like us to know?
One of the things I think is important to get out there is if someone is in that age range, needs HPV vaccine, we're available here to give that. And you don't have to have a physician. You can be an adult and be uninsured and get free HPV vaccine even.
That's very good to know.
If you have insurance, we'll bill your insurance. If you don't, we can do that too. So,
reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.